The secretary's news conference with German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier was her first opportunity to respond publicly to the Iraq report. While acknowledging the seriousness of the situation in Iraq, she defended the Bush administration's handling of the war and broader Middle East policy, and rejected the notion it has not been open to dialogue with Tehran and Damascus. Rice said if Iran and Syria were interested in seeing a stable Iraq, they would act accordingly. But she said both countries have chosen, as she put it, to be on the side of the divide that is fueling extremism, not moderation. She said neither should expect compensation for changing that behavior. As to talking to Iran, she said the overriding problem is Tehran's pursuit of nuclear weapons, but said if it met the fundamental condition for renewing dialogue with the world community on that issue, the United States is prepared for far-reaching talks.
We have offered to Iran to change 27 years of American policy and to indeed sit across the table from Iran to discuss their nuclear issue and anything else that they would like to discuss, should they simply verifiably suspend their enrichment activities so that they can't keep improving those enrichment capabilities while we talk. That's the reason for the suspension. I will repeat what I've said many times. I will meet my Iranian counterpart under those conditions, any place, anytime, anywhere.
Rice seemed to readily embrace the Iraq Study Commission's recommendation for an intensified U.S. effort to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to reduce broader Middle East tensions, and said she thinks there is now an opening to move the process forward. The secretary, who aides say is likely to undertake a Middle East peace mission early in the new year, said the commitment of the Bush administration to solve the dispute is very deep and strong, and she suggested President Bush has not gotten due credit for becoming in 2002 the first U.S. leader to advocate a two-state solution.
It is now the centerpiece and the essence of the policies of both Israel and the moderate Palestinians that is the formula that should resolve this conflict. It's very easy to lose sight of the fact that is a radical change in the system, radical change in people's views. We now say very easily the establishment of a Palestinian state, but when the President of the United States said it, no American president had ever dared say it as a matter of policy.
For his part, German Foreign Minister Steinmeier, who just completed a Middle East trip, expressed agreement with Rice that conditions for Middle East peacemaking have taken a positive turn, propelled by the Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire in Gaza. He is heard through an interpreter.
Sind sehr interessiert, dass diesem ersten Schritt weitere folgen.
Let's not understate the progress we've achieved in the core conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. We have indeed been able to perceive encouraging developments of late. I myself had the opportunity to talk to the parties in the region a couple of days ago, and I took home with me the very sincere impression that it is no longer the question of stabilizing the ceasefire that is at stake now, but that the two partners have taken this one step further. Abu Mazen and Prime Minister Olmert seem to have an interest in taking further steps.
Rice said she and Steinmeier also discussed Lebanon and agreed that efforts to destabilize the elected government of Prime Minister Fouad Sinoura by domestic extremists and outside forces, including Syria and Iran, simply cannot be tolerated. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.